You're tuned in to Radio 14 KMHL as we do kick off our SMSU campus update. Back in the saddle again, Marcy Olson, how are we doing today?
Fantastic.
Well, that's good
Fantastic.
To hear.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Good.
Yeah, what'd you do on your week off? It didn't sound like a week off, though, for you.
I did not have the week off.
Yeah.
I was working and using that time to catch up on a few things and get ready for the rest of spring semester.
And you're all caught up now, right?
Yes, we'll say that.
Okay, we'll say
that.
We'll
go with that.
All right. Also joining us in studio is Sam Lund, senior political science and justice administration major. He's minoring in pre-law and public administration from Buffalo, Minnesota. He is the student body president and graduating in May and much smarter than me. Sam, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing peachy. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. That's good. He even uses my term peachy.
Peachy.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I already like you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you're from Buffalo. Kind of a bit about your growing up and then how you decided to choose SMSU.
Where do I start? So growing up in Buffalo, it's kind of like, I'd say that kind of like last farm suburb before you start hitting the cities. So did a lot of outdoorsy things, you know, grew up playing sports. Being with my parents, they started like the lacrosse teams there at my high school and our middle school. So like always with them, never played lacrosse. So I was a soccer kid, track kid, tennis, all the fun things. Did a lot of things. I don't know what else to say. Kind of stole my thunder with my majors. But I like to do as much as I can. I love getting involved. But yeah, I grew up and I decided to come to SMSU because to me, I love smaller schools. I was looking at some of the bigger ones. I was like, you know what? Smaller seems nice to me. It's also the perfect distance away from mom and dad if I want to get away. But if I want to go home, I don't have to take a flight or, you know, spend all day driving. But so it's just that perfect place for me.
You kind of mentioned you're growing up doing all these fun things. When did you kind of realize that this is the major that you wanted to do?
It was always tough because growing up, I always wanted to do something with helping people, whether that be, you know, Medicare, leadership roles or stuff like that. So it was always between those two. So like, I don't know. I just always felt like I had some sort of leadership quality. I'm not to toot my own horn there, but like, that's just kind of what I felt like I need to do is just lead. And so I guess that's what brought me to where I am now.
And folks were looking for leaders during the pandemic, which is when you started college.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So what was that like starting your college experience with masks and the spacing and virtual everything? How was that?
Oh, it was something else. Like as a senior, I remember when COVID started rolling in, I was in high school. It was actually March 13th, Friday, which was, you know, a fun day for everybody. So that was the last day I remember having school before like we went into our break. And then the following week, the governor called off like school for the rest of the year in person. So like that was rough because like I was a track captain. I was getting ready for that. I was really hoping track would kind of transfer into college and give me some of those scholarships. But then coming to college, it was weird. It was kind of hard. I remember like some of my friends that went to the cities, they were reversed. So they had roommates, but they did no in-person classes with a few exceptions to some like, you know, chemistry and biology labs and stuff like that. But here it was kind of the opposite. So I didn't have a roommate. Some classes were in person, some were online. I didn't really like the online because it's just, I like that one-on-one. I like being near people. And so that was really hard just looking at a screen. And the isolation was really tough. I definitely think that took a huge mental toll, not just on me, but like on everyone. So like that was just, it was a rough time. I made it through as everyone else did, you know, I'd say 2020 graduates of into this year or going into college were survivors. Yeah. We made it work. We did what we needed to. But now that we kind of don't have to worry about that as much anymore, it's relieving. It's pretty great.
And you're kind of winding down your time here at SMSU. Tell us about what you were involved in as a student here at SMSU.
So starting at the beginning, I was accepted into the ambassador program when it was a volunteer position. So I would meet incoming students or potential students, give them tours, welcome to campus, you know, make them feel welcome. Then I joined Student Senate as a senator, made my way up to student body president. I joined Enactus, which I'm the current president of that as well, leading two projects that focus on kind of like an international project and then also like environmental waste, like a compost project. So those are super fun. I do intramural volleyball. I mean, there's a lot of other clubs I probably am forgetting, but I kind of like to dip my hand in a few different things.
And then how did you get involved in student government?
So, when I originally came to SMSU, I was going for pre-med. And then sophomore year, my fall semester, I was like, this isn't it for me anymore. And so I reached out to the current political science professor, Professor Sirach. So I reached out to him, and he reached out to Scott Ewing, who gave me both the Student Activity Fee Allocation Committee application and the Senate one. And I was like, Senate's kind of what I did or want to do. I did it in high school. I was like, I want to help students here on campus. And so that's kind of how I started. And kind of that one semester as being a senator, I'm like, this feels right. This is kind of what I want to do.
And you got to do some pretty cool things just this year. Tell us about some of your experiences so far.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So the two major things I can focus on right now, I'd say, is over Presidential Day weekend, a few like students and I from my Senate and some not in Senate went to the state capitol with other groups of different presidents in other schools around Minnesota to lobby for student needs. So we had a whole legislative agenda that we set because I'm, as the president of SMSU, I represent SMSU at Students United, which is a overall Minnesota student organization that advocates for students. So we set the legislative agenda and we planned on, some of our things were increasing SNAP benefits for students. And then also one of the ones that I worked on with my group was making FAFSA a graduation requirement for high schoolers, since that's a huge bonus for students to get into college. It's a huge resource. So that's one thing we really pushed for. We met with our state senator, Gary Dames, and then also state representative, Chris Swadinsky. So we got to meet with them. It was super fun. They did their due diligence. They asked questions. They were tough on us, but that's what we expected. And we answered their questions. And so hopefully we can see where that goes. And then over spring break, I had the opportunity to go down to D.C. to do some federal student lobbying. So I got to meet with a lot of Minnesota representatives and senators, like Tina Smith's office. She wasn't available, so we had to meet with her staffer. We got to meet Amy Klobuchar, and she did like a morning meetup. So we got to see her there and meet with her staff. I got to meet with Brad Finstead and then Michelle Fishbach, kind of around here. Other groups with us went to see, like, you know, Representative Elon Omar, Angie Craig. So we kind of got to do a lot of that and focus on kind of the same legislative agenda, but the group I was in focused on kind of like increasing the Pell Grant and kind of like SNAP benefits for students. And so, again, just another great student resources that we pushed for at the legislative level.
Was there anything eye-opening or surprising about those experiences?
You know, I think it's just sometimes you look at it, like you hear a lot about gridlock and stuff like that, especially in Congress. And so it's kind of like, I get it now. Like, it makes sense. Like, a lot of the times people don't do things just to be spiteful. They do it because they're doing their due diligence for the most part. So like, it was weird to see that. Like, I knew it happened, but it was just kind of weird to have it on the front end. And then also, I know this is probably not really related, but seeing the White House, it's a lot smaller than I thought. Still beautiful and everything, but it's like, oh, I thought it'd be a little bigger. But
yeah, it is small, actually. Yes.
But I mean, it's a house.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. It is. And you can actually get kind of close to it if you're on the north side of it. You're like, yes. Wow, this is just the backyard of the White House.
Exactly. Gosh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And as student body president, what are some of the challenges and what are some of the things that surprised you about the role as student body president?
Looking at the challenges, I definitely would say getting people involved, because we are a smaller college compared to some, so we have a lot of students that already do so much, and so it's very hard to get them to add one more thing to their plate. So sometimes that's always an uphill battle, but every year we survive and we make it work and we continue to grow. And then also on the other end, I would say it's just, you know, getting things done in a timely manner, because again, I know it's a student group. It's still technically government. There's still processes and procedures we need to follow. So just having that time crunch is always just a nightmare. Like, we kind of set some sort of like agenda for the year to get things done. And it's just hard when time goes by so quickly. So 1 year is definitely not enough on that end. So those are some challenges. And then again, some of the things that surprised me is, as my position for president, is also being part of Students United. Like, last year when I was VP, I knew about it. I kind of knew what the president at the time did, but I did not realize, you know, how big that role was, like setting legislative agendas, talking to important people, making big decisions that affect all students, like across the Penn State system. Like those, that's huge. Like I didn't realize, you know, this is what that is.
Very cool. Very cool.
And in your role, you have important meetings throughout campus.
Yes.
You get to meet regularly with President Kamara. And what other things do you get involved in that you maybe weren't expecting? Committees and things like that, probably?
Definitely, yes. I always think of like student government or just government positions for students as I'd say somewhat similar to the real thing. So obviously there's meetings and I love saying, hey, I'm going to a meeting. Sorry, I can't hang out with you right now. But definitely meeting with the president and then also like meeting with the faculty association. That's big. Like I get to meet with them this week and talk about some upcoming things. Student tech fee committee, like again, just looking at the numbers and like how much money we kind of not control, but get to deal with and manage. And like, it's big. Like that's eye opening.
Yeah. Really contributing to the student experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just being someone that has to try to fill these positions also is very like, wow, I did not realize what like goes into it. And I love the challenge. I'm up for it. And I love what I do. But it's just at the time, I like did not know this is what that entailed. Mm-hmm.
Marcy, I love this next question. If you could talk to your freshman self, what would you say to him?
Oh, I'd say get out earlier. Because when I was a freshman, again, same with COVID, like I knew that had a huge part of it, but like I didn't do a lot besides, you know, go to class, go to the cafeteria, maybe go to Walmart here and there. So it definitely would be like, go enjoying the clubs that are open. Like I know there were some and I should have still like, you know, stepped out of that comfort zone and just kind of got an early start on things. It took me almost the whole year to make some really good friends and kind of step up in the world here at SMSU. So like I'd just say start it early. It's not going to feel comfortable, but that's what life's all about. So just kind of do it from the get-go.
Yeah. And I think a lot of students are like you coming in 2020, there was kind of a slow start, but yeah. I see over those 4 years, students really picking up their involvement.
Oh, gosh,
so like
yes.
You, they've gone from maybe a little tentative to leading. And it's really exciting to see how many students are eager to be involved and participate in activities and clubs and definitely. All the things happening at SMSU.
Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you have any highlights or fun stories for Sam the student instead of Sam the student body president?
Oh, definitely. I know one of my favorite things was, so 2022, I believe, is when I ran for Homecoming King and I won that. That was just like a spur of the moment. Like I was like, you know, I should try out for this and I should go for this. And I was like, you know what? We'll do it. And so I worked hard for that and kind of, you know, campaigned for myself. And it was really fun to win. And so like, I was super happy about that. I'm like, look at that. Like take that to my brother. Cause like my favorite child, so to speak. And I was like, who's the king now?
That's awesome.
And so that was fun. Also learning that I was on a billboard. So I got put on a billboard. Out in Cottonwood. I didn't know that. One of my favorite professors, Amanda Sealing, she teaches my justice admin. She comes into class one day and she's like, I saw you somewhere. And I was like, okay, like I'm on campus a lot. And I was like, okay, maybe she saw me there or out in Marshall. I'm like, wait, she's a former prosecutor. Am I on like a list somewhere? Did I like do something illegal? And I was like panicking. But then later that night she goes, oh my gosh, I saw you on a billboard. I was like, oh, that's a relief. Like, I know I didn't do anything, but it's good to know. So, like, that was really interesting to learn.
I'm happy to report that billboard is 100% still there because I was driving up and down from Montevideo. I was like, and then I recognized you. When you walked in, I was like, I swear I've seen this face before.
That's going to be there for another few weeks. That was my office. So, yeah, surprise.
Awesome. That's good to know. Appreciate that. So, that was really fun. Just overall, though, there's a lot of fun little events. Like there's bonfires, club activities, little things like that. I just say are just super fun. Sometimes people just think, oh, they're little, but it's the little things that add up. So like, I'm just happy I get to meet new people, make friends and live a little, you know?
Who are some of the folks that kind of helped you become the person you are today?
Well, obviously, I got to say my family. They're the ones that raised me. Love them. So they're always like, you know, have a strong backbone. Reach out, do things, stuff like that. I definitely would say Amanda Sealing and BC Franson are both my justice admin professors. They are very confident people. They really push me. They're supportive. Professor Surak, he's a stern kind of fatherly figure here at campus. Like I have my dad at home, but it's nice to have the someone that's like, you know, very by the books. And again, very supportive. He reaches out to me a lot, supports me that way. Got to reach out to my professor, George Taylor. He's the hype man behind everything. If I'm having a bad day and I'll walk by, he's like, man, we're killing it today. And I'm like, you know what? We are. We're doing really good. So it's really nice to have that. And then I'd say a lot of my friends that are either in leadership positions or kind of do things with me that kind of really support me. They make me laugh. And sometimes it's the little like friends that say, oh, hey, Mr. President. Like when I'm down, I'm like, am I doing everything I need to be doing? Am I doing good in my positions and stuff like that? And then they say stuff like that and it makes me feel like, okay, I'm doing right things. I'm doing the good things and they're supporting me. They see that. So like it's all around. So I think in summary, just SMSU people.
Yeah. What are your plans after graduation, Mr. President?
So luckily for me, since I added Justice Admin 2 years ago, so that actually added a year for me. So I get one more year to think about that. But the plan is law school, hopefully, because I just, again, that's kind of where I set up my life plan. Obviously, plans change, but I'm like, I want to go into law school. I want to get that degree. I want to build connections, and I want to help people that way. And then if something comes along before then, say like some sort of campaign work, because I know we do have an election coming up next year, a pretty big presidential one. So there's people in the area that are most likely also looking for a re-election. So there's stuff with that. So I'd say law or politics.
Now, you kind of touched on it with our talk about talking with your freshman self, but what other advice do you have for students either currently at SMSU or thinking about going to SMSU?
I would say don't be afraid to reach out when you really need help, because here I love that we have a good ratio. I believe it's like 11 to 1, 11 students to one professor, and I have great connections, and it's not just me. I have like the one-on-ones with professors, staff, and like if you need something, if you need help, these are the people to go to. Like they understand, they've been in your position at one point or another, and they're here to help you, and they also give you the opportunities to open the door. It's just you're the one that has to walk through it. So they're always there. So I'd say, when you see an opportunity, don't hesitate. Like, just take it. Obviously, at this age, it's okay to make mistakes because we're still young and you can fall a few times. But, you know, you get back up, you stumble around a little bit, but then you get back on that stride and you keep going. So I just say, reach out, make connections, grow yourself, and don't be afraid to make mistakes.
I love it. Marcy, anything else you wanted to ask?
Or? No, I think Sam is just an exciting example of what students can achieve when they come to SMSU, just getting involved and just being a total rock star.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
No doubt. As we now swing it back to Marcy with a list of events, because spring break is over, we're back at it with all sorts of fun things.
Yes, we're kicking back up on our events. Tonight, we've got an orchestra concert at First Lutheran with guest artist Eric Ripple, who is a native of the Marshall area on the timpani. He's a very exciting instrumentalist and son of Dan Ripple, who is the music director of the orchestra. Concert starts at 7:30 and tickets are sold at the door. And finally, I've been hyping this for weeks. We have the National Intercollegiate Men's Wheelchair Basketball Tournament in Marshall at SMSU this week. Play starts Thursday. We have all day Thursday, all day Friday, and three games on Saturday, which is so exciting. And I've said it before, I'll say again, if you have not seen wheelchair basketball, it is so exciting. So the Mustangs will be playing at noon on Thursday in the RA, and then their schedule will depend on whether they win or not. So that is very exciting. Come on out and watch that. Men's basketball earned the number 7 seed in the NCAA Central Region Tournament, and they faced Northwest Missouri State on Saturday at 2:30 in Mankato. We are very excited that they are moving on in the postseason. Next week, we will be having John Ginocchio joining us to talk about the jazz ensemble concerts coming up at the end of March. They'll be performing in Redwood Falls with the Redwood Falls High School Jazz Band and in Marshall with the Marshall and Lakeview Jazz Bands. And they will have with them guest artist Tom Scott on saxophone. So that will be our guests for next week. And we are super excited about all of the things we have coming up in the weeks and months ahead. April is super busy with Fine Arts Celebration, and it's just intense and super fun. So we're looking forward to have people come out and enjoy our events.
Yeah, no case of senioritis for you. You are going all the way to the finish line.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then once we get to commencement, we're like,
right back
all,
at it.
Yes, to fall, we're just full force, full
Love
speed
it.
Ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Marcy, thanks for joining us.
Always great to be here. Thank you.
And that'll wrap it up for our SMSU Campus Update. One more time, our guest today was Sam Lund, Senior Political Science and Justice Administration major, minoring in pre-law and public administration from Buffalo. He is the student body president and will be graduating here in May.